This is KUT. 4 years ago, the Austin Police Department launched an intervention. To get drugs out at the corner of 12th and Chacon Streets in East Austin. But for some local businesses there, the effort has come with unexpected challenges. KUT's Saeed Hassan has that story in the latest installment of our On My Block project.
Decades ago, the area around 12th and Chacon was a central corridor in historically black East Austin. But over the years, drugs became a presence at the corner. Prostitution and other illegal activity happened in broad daylight there. And in 2012, Austin police took a new approach to the problem, what's called a drug market intervention.
My unit was responsible for conducting undercover drug buys at the location.
That's Sergeant Robert Jones with APD. He says the idea was to try and dismantle the drug market itself. Instead of using a blanket approach, officers began dividing the people they arrested into two groups, A and B.
The A-listers were people that were repeat offenders who had serious criminal records, and those were prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law.
The B group had the chance to go to rehab and find jobs through local nonprofits. Over the next 2 years, Jones says the neighborhood saw a 77% reduction in violent crime and a 69% drop in drug-related arrests. But along with that, other changes have come. Fast. Land is getting more valuable, new businesses are popping up, and new residents moving in. One East Austin resident, Moses Smith, says that change can be compared to the rising cost of his favorite sandwich.
So there's a 12-inch po' boy for $13.99 or $12.99. Who can afford a po' boy, a poor boy sandwich? It's no longer a poor boy. That culture is gone.
I met Smith at last month's Return and Discover Festival. The event was put on by the city of Austin and local merchants to encourage people to walk the block and see what 12th and Chacon has to offer. But Smith was skeptical.
I used to drive by this neighborhood and it was more color around. Let's just say it was black.
Smith says he doesn't recognize many of the new bars, houses, and condo complexes that have cropped up in recent years. But he likes knowing that some familiar businesses have weathered the change.
Queen Nubia, she's still on the 11th. You still have the barber shops. You still have Galloway's sandwich shop and everything like that.
So how are some of those businesses faring? I met Stephen Galloway. He owns the Galloway Sandwich Shop just east of Chacon on 12th Street. The restaurant has been a neighborhood fixture for about 20 years, serving up classic comfort food favorites.
Today, chicken and dumplings, meatloaf, mashed potatoes, green beans, greens, and cream corn.
I arrive at lunchtime, and the restaurant feels more like walking into someone's living room. Fans are blasting to beat the heat. Customers sit at wooden tables chatting with their neighbors. A big screen TV plays Jerry Springer. Galloway's got plenty of regular customers who he calls, quote, neighborhood people. But he says his business has taken a major hit in recent years.
I'm getting less than half of what I was getting, from a $700 day to a $300 day.
Galloway says the increased police presence around 12th and Chacon has made some of his customers uncomfortable. They complain about being stopped and questioned.
They said they look suspicious. They ain't just pulling up to get a plate and they tell them they look suspicious. Why were they here? Stuff like that. That kind of killed my business there.
I asked Sergeant Jones with APD about this. He said he hadn't heard those complaints. Jones says neighbors have been happy about APD's presence. But Stephen Galloway sees another side to the change. He's getting by, he says, but he can't afford to lower his prices anymore to attract customers. And he's not the only business owner who's seen losses.
Hello. My name is Delfina.
Just down 12th Street, Delfina Perez owns the Mustang Auto Body Paint and Repair Shop. After being in the business for more than 20 years, Perez says she can tell you what's wrong with your car just by listening to it. And she does it in style, sporting bright pink lipstick and blue eyeliner. I asked Perez what 12th and Chacon used to look like when she opened in the 80s.
There was a lot of people, a lot of women, and the women aren't so bad. But it's the men that, you know, run the women. And then plus the dope dealing. Man, that dope dealing was bad there for a while. We couldn't get rid of them. But now it's okay because you don't have any traffic of any sorts.
So when, just to be clear, when we're talking about the women, you mean prostitution?
Prostitution, yeah.
Perez wasn't too keen on having crime around her shop, but the influx of people undoubtedly brought in business.
The men that did the drugs, yeah. Yeah, because they had cars that they wanted painted, they wanted repaired. So, yes, and they had money. So, and then we could turn around the work real fast. So they liked that.
But Perez says business is no longer booming as new residents move into the neighborhood.
The people that live around that have bought in here, well, they take their business probably west side or to the dealerships. And there's a lot of new cars. When you have a lot of new cars, you're not going to have any business for 5 or 6 years because, you know, there's nothing wrong with a new car.
Since her busiest years, Perez says she's seen her profits cut almost in half. But she says she has it easier than some other businesses because she owns her property.
The utilities are still reasonable. And basically, that's all I have. I don't have anything else. I don't pay rent.
Perez says she believes in rolling with the changes. She says the community was in need of some upgrades. And overall, she thinks the drop in crime is better for the neighborhood. Saida Hassan, KUT News.
You can find more from our series On My Block, Voices from 12th and Chacon at onmyblockatx.org.